Hello.
Hi, this is Eliseo from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1953.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? Select all but apply. White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
White.
Asian. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
How satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country, with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely, and a 0 means you are not at all likely?
5.
How motivated are you to vote in a November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
0.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Cost of living and inflation, jobs and the economy, immigration, abortion, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, teaching history in schools, racism and discrimination, climate change, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence.
1. And what was healthcare?
I'm sorry, what was the first one?
The first one you said.
Which one was it? Was it cost of living and inflation?
Yes. Yes, cost of living and inflation.
Thank you. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Tim Walls.
5.
Kamala Harris.
Probably 2.
Donald Trump.
2.
Joe Biden.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
5.
Black members of Congress.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or an independent candidate? Or are you undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
Well, neither.
Would you say undecided?
Undecided, yes.
Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to black
people? None of their promises.
Okay, thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats in Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It makes no difference either way.
Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Trump.
Would you say somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that that statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more black Americans in wealth creation.
I'm done with this survey. It's way too long. Thank you.